This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. With the news today of Johnson & Johnson's vaccine looking pretty good, according to the FDA, as drug makers try to ramp up supplies here, the vaccine gap over in Europe is proving politically embarrassing. Not enough shots inside the European Union, while in the United Kingdom, a recent high-profile departure from the EU, as you know, because we told you about it for like a year and a half, 2 years, vaccine rates there are significantly higher. And as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports now from London, that is not going down well with Europe's economic superpower.
Throughout the winter, Germans have been urged to do something that doesn't come naturally, to be idle.
Ich glaube, das war im Winter 2020, als
a series of comic TV ads heaped praise on the nation's couch potatoes. The tongue-in-cheek message, be brave, be a hero, stay at home and do nothing.
Nichts. Absolut gar nichts. Waren faul wie die Waschbären.
Be as lazy as a raccoon and save lives was the jokey directive in this widely admired ad campaign. Far less popular has been Germany's sluggish vaccination program.
My first shot I will receive only by March 19 and the second by April 9.
80-year-old Hans-Olaf Henkel, former German business leader and former member of the European Parliament, laments the fact that Germany has only jabbed around 7% of its population, compared with around 20% for the US and 28% in the UK.
So we are behind, no question. I might speculate some lives were lost because of that. And that will undoubtedly also have an economic impact.
Henkel says the German government blundered when, for the sake of European solidarity, it handed the procurement of vaccines over to the European Commission. One of Germany's top business gurus, Daniel Stelter, says the Commission clearly bungled the job with the vaccines.
They failed to secure sufficient amounts of vaccines. It is actually, from an economic point of view, a true disaster how they organized the purchasing process for the vaccines.
They dithered and dawdled, he said. Professor Stefan Legger of the University of St. Gallen in Switzerland said the Commission wasted time fighting big pharma and haggling over price.
Value for money was emphasized more by the European Union than by the UK government and the American government. And I think that was not the right call.
It wasn't right in terms of saving lives, he says, and not even in economic terms.
I mean, every week of shutdown is more costly than the vaccines.
For Germany, the relative dearth of shots is especially galling, since the first vaccine to be approved by Western regulators came from the US giant Pfizer in partnership with this German company, BioNTech.
At its core, BioNTech is driven by science.
BioNTech may have been driven by science, but the European Commission seems to have been driven by something else as well. Under pressure from France, it placed a large order for a French vaccine, which, it turns out, won't be ready until the fall. All this, says economist Professor Gabriel Felbermayr, has dented German support for the EU.
This failure to play a constructive role in combating the corona disease is not helping the European cause. This failure is one more nail in the coffin.
The German newspaper Die Zeit called the vaccine fiasco the best advertisement for Brexit. But hardly anyone thinks that Germany will follow the British example and leave the bloc. The country's economy is inextricably bound up with the EU. And because of its Nazi past, says Hans-Olaf Henkel, Germany will always play the good European citizen.
The last country to leave the European Union will be Germany, which does not mean that the European Union or the euro will last forever.
He says another eurozone debt crisis is looming thanks to COVID. The EU has agreed a $900 billion recovery fund, a cash injection if you like, but it remains to be seen how enthusiastic the Germans will be about picking up most of the tab. At the European desk in London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.